Second, Adam Schiff staffer linked to Burisma-backed think tank, close friends with alleged whistleblower. By Aaron Klein on November 26, 2019. Yet another staffer for Representative Adam Schiff served as a fellow for the Atlantic Council, a think tank that is funded by and works in partnership with Burisma, the natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Sean Misko has been described as close friends with Eric Chiramella, whom Real Clear investigations suggest is the likely so-called whistleblower. Misko reportedly joined Schiff's staff at the House Intelligence Committee in August, the same month the so-called whistleblower's complaint was filed after first reportedly interfacing with a staffer for Schiff's office. Misko in 2015 was a year-long Millennium Fellow at the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council, which has been under the microscope for its ties to other individuals associated with the Trump impeachment inquiry. Misko's former position marks the second Schiff staffer who worked or currently works with the Atlantic Council. Thomas Eaker, a staffer on Schiff's House Intelligence Committee, is currently a fellow at the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Congressional Fellowship, a bipartisan program that says it educates congressional staff on current events in the Eurasia region. Burisma in January 2017 signed a cooperative agreement with the Council to specifically sponsor the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center, where Eaker serves as a fellow. As Breitbart News reported, itinerary for a trip to Ukraine in August organized by the Atlantic Council reveals that Eaker held a meeting during the trip with acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor, now a key witness for Democrats pursuing impeachment. Breitbart News reported that Taylor himself has evidenced a close relationship with the Atlantic Council think tank, writing Ukraine policy pieces with the organization's director and analysis articles published by the Council. Eaker's August trip to Ukraine was billed as a bipartisan Ukraine study trip in which 10 congressional staffers participated. A closer look at the itinerary for the August 24th to August 31st trip shows that the delegation's first meeting upon arrival in Ukraine was with Taylor. Spokespeople for Schiff's office did not reply to multiple Breitbart News requests for comment about Eaker's meeting with Taylor. The dates of the pre-planned trip are instructive. Eaker's visit to Ukraine, sponsored by the Burisma-funded Atlantic Council, began 12 days after the so-called whistleblower officially filed his August 12th complaint. Speaking on September 17th, Schiff told MSNBC, "We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to." Schiff's spokesperson, Patrick Boland, was quoted on October 2nd saying, "At no point did the committee review or receive the complaint in advance." Boland said Schiff's committee received the complaint the night before it publicly released the document. On October 2nd, however, The New York Times reported that Schiff received some of the contents of the complaint through an unnamed House Intelligence Committee aide initially contacted by the so-called whistleblower, described as a CIA officer. The Times reported the aide shared some of what the officer conveyed to Mr. Schiff. The referenced officer refers to the so-called whistleblower. The newspaper also reported, by the time the whistleblower filed his complaint, Mr. Schiff and his staff knew at least vaguely what it contained. Schiff conceded that he was not clear enough about his contact with the so-called whistleblower. "I should have been much more clear," Schiff said. Misko and Chiramella. Meanwhile, besides serving as a fellow at the Atlantic Council in 2015, Misko is also listed as providing a small donation of up to $999 to the think tank in 2016. Other major donors that year include regular Atlantic Council donors Burisma, Google, and billionaire activist George Soros's Open Society Network. Another donor that year was Perkins Coie, the law firm that represented the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign, and also reportedly helped draft the Google-tied CrowdStrike firm to aid with the DNC's allegedly hacked server. Google's parent company led a funding drive to provide seed capital to CrowdStrike. On behalf of the DNC and Clinton's campaign, Perkins Coie also paid the controversial Fusion GPS firm to produce the infamous, largely discredited anti-Trump dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele. Prior to working for Schiff, Misko was director for the Gulf States at the National Security Council from 2015 until mid-2018. Before that, Misko worked in the Obama-era State Department under Hillary Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff Jake Sullivan. The Washington Examiner previously described Misko as evidencing a bro-like friendship with alleged whistleblower Chiramella, calling the duo close friends. The newspaper reported the two had similarly antagonistic attitudes toward the Trump administration and were witnessed by a former National Security Council official, like Chiramella, a non-political appointee, to frequently be around one another. The Washington Examiner report continued. The former official described Chiramella as very hostile toward him when they first met, and he asked the CIA officer about the type of competitive strategies he had put in place to compete with the Russians. And he looked at me like, "What are you talking about? We don't do that stuff here. We don't take on our adversaries here. We invite think tanks here to talk about issues." According to the former official, Trump's first national security advisor, General Michael Flynn, who was fired by Trump after 24 days, wanted to actually take the fight to our enemies and have real strategies. And it was such a contrast because whatever the hell the Obama NSC was doing, they were not taking on our adversaries. He said, "There was this weird cultural hostility to me asking him, you know, are you guys doing your job here?" He had a lot of arrogance about him, adding that Chiramella behaved like he had protection at the NSC, so he could be insubordinate to a more senior official. Likely whistleblower. A Real Clear Investigations report by investigative journalist and author Paul Sperry named Chiramella as best fitting the description of the so-called whistleblower. Officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings say Chiramella's name has been raised in private in impeachment depositions and during at least one House open hearing that was not part of the formal impeachment proceedings. Federal documents show Chiramella also worked closely with Joe Biden and worked under Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor. He also worked with former CIA Director John Brennan, an anti-Trump advocate who has faced controversy for his role in fueling the questionable Russia collusion investigation. Rice participated in Russia collusion probe meetings and reportedly unmasked senior members of Trump's presidential campaign. Sperry cites former White House officials saying Chiramella worked for Biden on Ukrainian policy issues in 2015 and 2016, encompassing the time period for which Biden has been facing possible conflict questions for leading Ukraine policy in light of Hunter Biden's work for Burisma. Mark Seid and Andrew Bakai, the activist attorneys representing the so-called whistleblower, refuse to confirm or deny that their secretive client is indeed Chiramella. "We neither confirm nor deny the identity of the intelligence community whistleblower," the lawyers told the Washington Examiner in response to an inquiry about Chiramella, Soros funding and whistleblower complaint. Besides Burisma funding, the Atlantic Council is also financed by Soros's Open Society Foundations, Google, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund Incorporated, and the U.S. State Department. Google, Soros's Open Society Foundations, the Rockefeller Fund, and an agency of the State Department each also finance a self-described investigative journalism organization repeatedly referenced as a source of information in the so-called whistleblower's complaint alleging Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 presidential race. The charges in the July 22 report referenced in the so-called whistleblower's document and released by the Google and Soros-funded organization, the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, seem to be the public precursors for a lot of the so-called whistleblower's own claims, as Breitbart News documented. One key section of the so-called whistleblower's document claims that multiple U.S. officials told me that Mr. Giuliani had reportedly privately reached out to a variety of other Zelensky advisors, including Chief of Staff Andrei Bodin and Acting Chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine Ivan Bakunov. This was allegedly to follow up on Trump's call with Zelensky in order to discuss the cases mentioned in that call, according to the so-called whistleblower's narrative. The complainer was clearly referencing Trump's request for Ukraine to investigate the Biden corruption allegations. Even though the statement was written in first person, multiple U.S. officials told me, it contains a footnote referencing a report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP. That footnote reads, "In a report published by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, on 22nd of July, two associates of Mr. Giuliani reportedly traveled to Kiev in May 2019 and met with Mr. Bakunov and another close Zelensky advisor, Mr. Serhii Shafir." The so-called whistleblower's account goes on to rely upon that same ICRP report on three more occasions. It does so too. Write that Ukraine's Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko also stated that he wished to communicate directly with Attorney General Barr on these matters. Document that Trump adviser Rudy Giuliani had spoken in late 2018 to former Prosecutor General Shokin in a Skype call arranged by two associates of Mr. Giuliani. The ACRP report repeatedly referenced his actually a joint investigation by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, and BuzzFeed News, based on interviews and court and business records in the United States and Ukraine. BuzzFeed infamously also first published the full anti-Trump dossier alleging unsubstantiated collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and was produced by the Fusion GPS opposition dirt outfit. The ICRP and BuzzFeed joint investigation resulted in both ICRP and BuzzFeed publishing similar lengthy pieces on July 22, claiming that Giuliani was attempting to use connections to have Ukraine investigate Trump's political rivals. The so-called whistleblowers document, however, only mentions the largely unknown ICRP and does not reference BuzzFeed, which has faced scrutiny over its reporting on the Russia collusion claims. Additional research by Joshua Klein. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.